I look at Titus 2:2. Just so we can loop everybody in. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews. Have patience. Don't be in such a hurry. It's amazing what you can remember that's not necessary to your life and what you can't remember that you really need that info. Really need to know that. Titus 2:2, he said, the aged men, the mature men, the older men, be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity, in patience. Patience is in that list. As we grow and mature in God, we grow in patience and the ability to be steadfast and unmovable. Then he said, and the aged women likewise, just in case you thought you might be looped out. You're not looped out. Now look at 2 Thessalonians. We read these because it's a frequent concept in the scripture and very seldom noticed. Now in chapter 1, verse 4, Paul compliments the church at Thessalonica for their patience. So we ourselves glory, verse 4, in you, in the churches of God, for your patience. One thing he was excited about was their patience, their ability to be steadfast, to be unmovable, to not give up, to not surrender. He said, we glory in you in the churches. So when he went to the other churches, he was telling them about the patience in Thessalonica. Now, if you were impatient, that'd be a little intimidating, wouldn't it? One of my dear friends used to say, well, give them a dog biscuit. And I don't know what that meant either, but it wasn't a compliment. Now look at Revelation. Let me show it to you again. Chapter 2, verse 2, this is the church at Ephesus. The Lord Jesus Christ, in talking to the church at Ephesus, says, I know your works, thy labor, and thy patience. Notice he mentioned how hard they worked, how hard they labored, and their patience. You know, one of the first questions we ask if we have a big task before us is, how long is this going to take? Because we are looking for a route out instantly. Now, he's going to mention it again to the church at Thyatira, which is in verse 19. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works. Do you see works begins and ends? I know your works, your love, your service, your faith, your patience. I know your patience. So it is characteristic of who we are in Christ. It's characteristic of our life. It's characteristic of the way that we live our life. Now, this week, and I think last week, Hebrews 10, a verse there, beginning with verse 35 and 36, has just been stuck in my heart that we should open up this verse on patience. Now, we talked about that Jesus purchased the victory for us. He purchased the victory. I'm not trying to win. I am a winner. He made me a winner. He died for me. He gave the benefit and the blessing to me. So that all I have to do is know how to receive the victory that's been purchased. Now we know victory's been purchased because Scripture says, surely he hath borne, lifted up, carried off, removed to a distance the entire weight of our grief, sickness, weakness, distress, pain, and sorrow. That's done. I'm not trying to do that. He did that for me. And then it says, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes, we are healed. And 1 Peter 2:24 says, we were healed. Because Isaiah is looking to the cross and Peter's looking back at it, at the work that's finished. So the work has been finished, the work of salvation. The word salvation or sozo means to be delivered, to be healed, to be rescued. It includes a lot more than the new birth. We use it very narrowly, but in scriptural perspective, it's a very broad word. It includes all the blessings. Now, Ephesians 1:3, he said, bless the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, or every spiritual blessing. Now, everything that the spirit world can do is now available to you because Jesus died, he was resurrected. It's in your account. All you have to do is know how to receive it. The victory's been purchased. Now, the victory has to be received, and it's received by your faith. It's faith that receives the victory. And faith and patience are coupled together. If you have faith alone, you're going to short your victory. I'm going to prove that to you today. Faith and patience. Now look at this verse, 35, Hebrews. Cast not away your confidence. Confidence is faith. You know that from Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word substance means assurance or confidence. Faith is your confidence. Faith is your assurance of things hoped for. So when it says cast not away your confidence, it's talking about holding fast to your faith, holding fast to the word that you know, holding fast to what's been purchased for you, not giving up, not relinquishing.